Okay, hey everybody. My name's Dave. I'm the CTO at the Sprightly Institute, and I want to talk about capability security as applies to CRDTs. Quick show of hands. If I say capability security, who's heard of that? Okay, less than half of the room. Okay, so great. But first, I just want to say Sprightly, we're a small 501c3 US-based nonprofit. We work trying to work on the next generation of decentralized web technology for the social web. But I got to go quick. So we have three big projects. We have a distributed programming environment called Goblins. We have a RPC protocol called the Object Capability Network, or OCAPN. And we like Lisp, and so we deliver it to the web by compiling it to WebAssembly, and we have a project called Hoot to do that. And I want to talk to you about something that combines all three. So our research focus is really on capability security. So unlike pretty much everyone else that's presented, we're not experts in CRDTs. We're newbies about CRDTs. But I wanted to explore how capabilities can be applied to applications built with CRDTs. So I made a local first chat application because that's what everybody does. I think it's like the ubiquitous local first thing besides a text editor. And so it just has multiple chat rooms, you know, multi-users. You can have emoji reacts. I don't show it in this, but you can do some editing of previous messages and some basic moderation features. It's a prototype. It's a toy. But it works. I need to go fast, so I won't demo, but I have it embedded here, but I'll skip it. So I want to make a distinction about behavior versus data. When we talk about CRDTs, we're often talking about distributed data and how to sync operations, you know, to all the nodes and converge on a thing. In the Lisp world, we have this like ancient proverb, I like to call it, it's code is data and data is code. They're kind of the same thing. They're yin and yang, you know, Ouroboros. They're one in the same. They're like different expressions of the same thing. So if we think about operation-based CRDTs, they kind of compose both things. They're data in the sense they're like these operations are message data that we then sync to all the nodes, and then but then we process those operations, and those perform things on an internal state, and so in that way their behavior, and the whole like append-only log they form, is data. So we have two different ways to view them. And I'm a big fan of the actor model, and we generally are at Sprightly. We're big proponents of it. Actors are about encapsulating behavior, not data. This is a diagram of a reference, something on Carol's machine being passed to Bob from Alice. This is called a Granovetter diagram. But like, actors are cool. They're great for distributed systems. And from the actor perspective, I can further abstract and think of CRDTs as kind of abstract actors. We have Alice, Bob, and Carol here. They're participating in a chat room. They each have their own replica, but like as an abstract concept, we can put a dotted line around all of them and think about all the replicas put together form like one conceptual notion of the chat room. But the chat room does not exist in any one location. So we got problems to solve with any system. We have access control, and I want to put the security problems into two categories. And I'll try to summarize with these questions. So there's two questions I want to answer. Firstly, who can push operations to someone's replica? You know, I see Fintan there. What gives me the ability to push CRDT operations to your machine? And then application level security concerns, like who could edit a message in the chat room? Like who's allowed to moderate? And in my experience with this prototype, I think that each problem requires a different solution. Firstly, I just want to make an assertion. I'm going fast here. I'm just info dumping. ACLs, like user group-based access control, I think they're insufficient. They're vulnerable to things like confused deputy attacks, which I can't explain, but if you know that term, great. The privileges are typically very coarse-grained. You know, a chat application might have like admins, moderators, like regular unprivileged users. But they're very coarse. The set of you don't really get the principle of least authority with them. And furthermore, granting privilege requires admin intervention. Like the moderator and the regular users, they can't delegate any of their authority to someone else. They have to go through the admin. It's like, hey, I added this person to chat. Can you make them a moderator? Okay. And so in that sense, the authority is centralized, even if the system is distributed. There's a great paper called ACLs Don't. So if you want to read more about the problems with ACLs, great paper to look at. Capabilities do what Nintendo don't. I mean, what ACLs don't. So there's no ambient authority, and so we have an adage, if you don't have it, you can't use it. You have to hold a reference to something in order to send a message to it, to invoke it, to have some kind of unforgeable or unguessable token. to refer to a resource, remote or otherwise. The privileges are very fine-grained. I can talk like maybe on a resource level, this is a read-only capability for this particular resource. I'm not saying I'm a moderator of an entire chat room. I can have a capability that says, I can only emoji react to Fintan's message. I don't know why I keep using you, but I just met you. So, you know, in a certain sense, they can be very fine-grained. So we can actually practically implement the principle of least authority in practice. And so the big thing, though, is that we get delegation of privilege without admin intervention. So we've decentralized the authority, and that's the key. That's the key bit. This is why I'm trying to advocate the capability security model in the local first space. So capabilities come in many, many flavors. I want to shout out KeyHive. I don't know if anyone did that talk. Is there? Thank you. They're working on something called convergent capabilities, and I don't understand what they're doing yet, and I missed their talk, and I have much to learn. But they're working in a similar space. I'm going to kind of go with the things that are more well understood in the capability world right now. So object capabilities and authorization capabilities. And so I needed to use both to make a local first chat application. So basically, the lowest level, we have object capabilities. These are for online uses. When my machine and your machine have an active connection to each other to transmit information, on top of which we can build the actor model, on top of which we can put CRDTs, and finally, which allow offline messaging, so we can eventually consistent, you know, causal ordered messaging. And then on the very top, we can do these things called authorization capabilities. And they allow a form of offline access control. So these OCAPs, they can't do the offline thing. So by composing all of these things, we get what we want. Object capabilities are behavior-oriented. They're for secure RPC. Certificate capabilities are data-oriented. They're something that we can sync across nodes, and they're suitable for an eventually consistent context. So real quick, OCAPs are online access control through reference passing with those unforgeable, unguessable identifiers. And importantly, they're opaque references to local or remote actors. You have to send a message to them to know anything about them. You can't inherently introspect them on their own. So in Brassica Chat, we use OCAPs by, you know, Alice invites Bob by sharing an OCAP with them. That capability grants Rob the privilege to push CRDT operations to Alice. But that capability is for Bob, and it can be revoked by Alice if Bob ever is abusive with it. And furthermore, capabilities can be delegated. Bob could delegate that capability to Carol, but ultimately that capability was granted to Bob, and Alice has a means to hold Bob accountable for anything done with that capability. So it's a system of consent that can be revoked. To do OCAPs over the network, we use the object capability network, which is the standard we're working on. We can share capabilities out of band as URIs, and I'm going to skip the rest of this, but it's transport medium agnostic, but I got to keep going. But actually, I should say, we can use this to build causal order eventually consistent messaging. So it's a substrate for building, say, a data sync protocol for CRDTs. Certificate capabilities are just simply chains of signed certificates that originate from some root object. And they, unlike OCAPs, they're assigned to people, which essentially I take your public key and I sign it with my public key and I say, Bob can use this certificate. Bob can then make a certificate for Carol and sign it with Bob's key. And then Carol has a certificate that she can use. And so through this, each link in the chain can reduce privilege, but not expand it. And unlike OCAPs, only the people that they're signed for can use it. And again, they're data. So we can put them, say, in what I did with the chat prototype, put them in a set CRDT, and I sync them. So that's how all the authorization capabilities get synced. And I'm going to wrap up real quick. Anyway, it's based on a spec called ZCAP-LD. So ZCAPs, they're content addressed. Each CRDT operation, importantly signed by its author's key, also content addressed, and refers to a ZCAP. And by processing those at the client, on the client side, I know if an operation is valid to be shown to the user or not. If Bob tried to edit a message but doesn't possess a ZCAP that allows editing messages, that's an invalid operation. It was valid in terms of being an operation that could be written to the CRDT, but it's not valid in terms of the application logic. So we can say, nope, I'm going to ignore that one. And this paper by Martin Kleppmann was critical to me to doing the thing. So if you want to read that, it's great. Yep, and I explained that. And so I'll just say, in summary, I think capability security composes very well with CRDTs. Build your CRDT sync protocols on OCAPs. and then use something like certificate capabilities or KeyHive to do the things on top. And yeah, that's it. I have a blog post, but that's all. Thank you. I gotta go.